sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, here with Becky Ivins. How are you doing this morning, Becky?
We're doing great today, Mark. How are you?
Doing great.
Okay.
Great week. I'm excited about what we have today.
I am too, because you don't get better than Minnick when you ask for a guest on the radio. And Minnick Materials have been around a very long time. I go back four generations with the Minnicks.
Wow.
Sally, who we bought plants from, and she was over on 39th, between 39th and 36th on Ann Arbor. And she sold plants, and her roof was covered with license plates. It was just the most surreal thing.
Huh.
So anyway, that and then the next generation of the Minnicks, there are seven of them, if I recall right.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to business meetings with one of the daughters. I think they were mostly boys, though. I think they,
yes,
and daughters. They are all entrepreneurs owning their own businesses. And then one of the sons, the grandsons of the Minnicks, is your dad, Hillary.
Mm-hmm. Sam Minnick, yep.
Sam Minnick. Mm-hmm. And Sam's been on our show before. But you guys have such a... Well, you have a very diverse product that you mm-hmm. sell, but so much knowledge, so much of a knowledge base that you're willing to share and help everybody. So Minnick Materials.
Minnick Materials. So our guest this morning is Hillary Minnick Cantrell. So great to have you with us, Hillary. And I just have a whole bunch of questions. We get all, like, you take buyers around and they start looking, you know, their first, the curb appeal, the outside of the home, all the things having to do with rock and landscaping and material and fancy sand? Is that what?
Fancy
saying?
Dirt.
Fancy
what I call
dirt.
It. Fancy
yeah.
dirt.
All right. I want to start there. Can I
okay.
start there?
What, start there.
What is fancy dirt?
Oh, fancy dirt could mean all kinds of things in our world. We started out as just a normal soil people. We'd buy soil from other places and then resell it to our customers. And over time, we started our own production of soils. And then we got into compost and things like that. And then we won the job for the Oklahoma City Bombing Memorial. And part of
wow.
that job was a specialty engineered soil that was engineered to help the plants grow with all the foot traffic and help the trees and things like that. Just stand up to the amount of people who would be walking and using that area. And that really opened our eyes to what's available in the industry. We have since gotten all kinds of very technical soils. We do everything from, like I said, the bombing memorial to we just started our own potting soil. We do a specialty soil called CU structural soil that is similar to what we got started on the bombing memorial, but it's kind of different generations of science have come around for this one. But we've done jobs all over the country with the CU soil, and it basically allows people to grow green spaces either in or in mostly in urban settings. So if you see a median that has like a big, beautiful tree that wouldn't make sense to grow there, that could be our structural soil underneath. We're a part of Project 180. We've done a lot of work in Texas with it. And it's really cool because we say dirt and somebody sees a pile of it and they're like, oh, okay, it's just dirt. And
right.
we're like, no, that's very technical, sciencey dirt that someone has spent a long time studying and putting together. So it's been really fun for us to do that. And like I said, we do garden soils. We do technical soils for big jobs. We've recently gotten involved in making specialty soils for the cannabis industry and different kinds of growing mediums like that. And then compost is really our bread and butter as well. We've gotten several different types of compost. We've gotten really involved in composting as a large industry, as well as helping gardeners on a small scale.
Now, currently you're involved with Scissortail Park, the
mm-hmm.
great park downtown. Now, what
yeah.
is your guys' role there?
We are providing all of the soils with the contractors. So the contractor went to bid the project and brought us all the technical details from the soil specs. And so we went through and kind of decided what we could do on that. And it's a very intensive process as far as specking out the soils. Like I said, you see a pile of dirt and you're like, oh, it's a pile of dirt. We see a pile of dirt, and we especially specifically with this park, we've had to hire a soil engineer to go through each portion with us and say, what can we find in Oklahoma that meets these specs? Where can we bring this in from? How can we blend it? What can we use to do this? So it's been almost a year, I want to say, in the making of going through those, figuring out what we could do, bidding the project, working with both the landscape architects who are out of New York on, I believe it's New York, on how they want the soils to look, working with the soil engineer on how he thinks it should work, and then blending those, testing those, and now we're delivering to site. So it's pretty cool to get to be literally from the ground up part of a big project like that.
Okay, so you guys are now packaging your own potting soil.
Yes, this is something we have talked about for probably 10 years, and we finally decided to do it, and we're really enjoying it. We, Sam Minnick, my father, has did about half of his pots. If you've ever been to his house, he has about 100 pots, if not more, on his back porch of plants that he's growing. He's got an incredible green thumb. But I think he did about half and half our potting soil this year, and then some existing product he had had just to put out. And you can visibly tell which ones were our potting soil this year. So he's very, very proud of it, that we came up with these mixes. We tested them. We did all of this research. And then we found this potting soil seems to work really, really well. So we're very excited about it.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So do you sell it in 1 pound bags so that I can carry it?
Oh, I believe it is 40 pound bags. But we will load it for you. And then you can just kind of shimmy it out of the car on the way home. That's what I do, actually. Somebody loads it up for me and I shimmy it out when I get home.
But, okay. Yeah. You guys have much more than dirt.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Materials. Mm-hmm. One thing that I love going to your store, and I've gone to the Edmond store where you mm-hmm. work several times and purchased pottery.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it is, I mean, it's made of different materials. I mean, concrete's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
The great big ones, and boy, they're heavy.
Oh, yeah.
The Oklahoma wind cannot knock my pots over.
Yes, we're actually proud of that because there are different lines of pottery, and we really discovered that Vietnam makes the best pottery in the world. And so we buy a lot of their clay pottery that is fired in a way where it can withstand the Oklahoma winters. We have tried out different lines in the past that we were like, no, you don't understand. This is Oklahoma. Our freeze thaw is pretty intense. And they're like, no, it'll be fine. And then we try it. We're like, that's not good enough for our customers. So we've really narrowed down what we carry. But this year has been a hard year. I don't know if you follow any other nurseries or anybody who sells pottery in Oklahoma City, but everyone has had a very difficult time getting it in, just like lots of other industries where anything coming out of Asia has been a little harder to get hold of this year. And
you
right
still
now,
have some of your old stuff,
yes,
though.
Yes, we do.
And it's
yes.
priced really well.
It is. And we are hoping people will come in and get it before the next stuff comes in. The next stuff is going to be beautiful and very exciting, but it will have to be a little higher in price like the rest of the industries. Everyone is kind of struggling with getting things in. So once we get it in, it will be a little bit more expensive. So if you're wanting something and you see it in our yard, we suggest getting it now.
Yeah, you have some
now's
great big pots.
Yes, we do. We have lots of like 3 foot pots, even sometimes 4 foot pots, and lots of very large ones. And we can also always order pots as well. If it's something we can get a hold of, we'll order you large contractor size pots if you have a need of very, very large pots as well.
Right.
And do you have those at all three of your locations, Edmond, Norman, and in Oklahoma City?
Yeah, we do carry pottery at each store. They'll each have a little different mix based on what's been purchased or what they're bringing in.
Yeah. Well, great. So when we come back, we're going to be talking not just about potting, but pot soil. I'm curious about this. And Becky, I know you are.
Oh, yes, yes. I want to know about the cannabis soil. So
when we come back on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We're here with Hillary Cantrell from Mitic Materials talking about all things soil and fancy dirt and all sorts of things.
Well, the fancy dirt, you may think you're seeing fancy dirt when maybe it's just regular dirt if you buy some of their cannabis soil. So you have a special soil for cannabis growing.
Yes, we do. We have our own custom blend that we've made. A few years ago when it became legal, we started getting people asking questions about what we had. And so we really got into the research of what works well for them. It is the most interesting thing I've ever been a part of because Depending on what people are growing and their experience and where they've been from, they can ask for all kinds of ingredients that we've had never heard of before the last several years. There's a lot of intense amendments that people want. Everybody kind of has their own home recipe. And so we wanted to make something in the middle where you could customize it, but you could also just get a bag when you needed it. So we have what we call our High Quest. That's a blend of 4 or 5 base ingredients that most people will want in their blends. And then they can take it home and add their own special fertilizers and different things like that. There's a lot of ingredients like crushed oyster shells or green sand or bat guano that people have a secret that they don't want to share with you, that they're like, this is how we do it special. And so we are like, take our base blend, take it home, do whatever you want to it, or they can bring their amendments to us and we'll mix it for them. But it has been very eye-opening to be a part of it. And it's also going to apply to other industries as well. There's a lot of people who have specialty plants they want to grow in specialty soils. So if you've got something where you want a certain blend of amendments to make your own custom blend, we'll do it for you.
You know, we've got a listing coming up in Piedmont. Mm-hmm. It's not on the market yet. So little hint, coming soon. It's 10 acres with a house, and then it's got a nice commercial growing building with all the equipment in it, which is about a $200,000 deal.
Yeah.
So now we know where to get the soil,
our
potting soil for our pot, right?
There you go, yeah.
That's great.
Now, do you sell little amounts of that for people who actually do grow for their own use?
Yes. Our potting soil is fairly similar. It's got a couple different ingredients that make it a little bit less expensive. So you can always get the potting soil that's already bagged and ready to go. And then we sell our cannabis soil by the yard. So you could buy a yard of it if you wanted, and we can load you up with it. Yeah.
And I just want to see, what's the name of your cannabis soil?
It's called High Quest.
Yeah, I see what you did there. Okay.
High Quest, right.
Yeah, all right. Let's talk about decorative things, fun decorative things. And, I mean, because you guys have all sorts of decorative rocks, right, that is purchased, mm-hmm. which, I mean, I go to houses and look at these rocks and go, where in the world do you get that rock and how do you pick it out?
Yeah, we have made decorative rock our bread and butter. That was another thing. We got on some jobs and contractors started asking for it. And we were like, wow, we could really get involved in this. And now we have some of the biggest range of decorative rock in the city, for sure, if not larger areas.
Is it something you can match sometimes? Like if a house has rock on it and someone maybe wants to extend a pathway or wants to build a fire pit or something?
Yeah, we can definitely do that. Depending on your builder, some of the builders do work with us. So we could maybe even look up your house and see what stone was on your house and then help you find that same stone to line your garden or build a fire pit. You can also bring us pictures and we'll help you figure out what goes well with it. There's lots of different uses for decorative gravel. One of our biggest things is people will come in and say, I have this tree, can't get anything to grow underneath it. What do I do? And we say, don't try to grow anything anymore. Put some decorative rock down, make a little patio, and things like that. And one of the things I've been excited about lately is I've been going around to more breweries and bars that have gravel patios. And wow. I love the idea of, with COVID and everything and you being at home, saying, I'm going to make my own favorite brewery patio at my house. So if you've been to Blue Garden and you love their gravel patio, we can show you exactly how to do that for yourself. So that's one of the things we're really excited about.
Yeah. And if it's on a patio, lots of times you have it.
Yep. Pretty much anything you're going to do on a patio other than maybe the mortar we are going to have for you.
So you've got the rock.
Mm-hmm.
You've got all kinds of stone and rock.
Gravels that you would use in your joints, or you can use the gravel as the patio, just kind of depending on what look you're going for. We sell almost anything involved in landscape that is not living. We do not want to kill any fescue or plants. So right now we only sell hardscapes.
Hardscapes. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So the big boulders,
mm-hmm.
where do you get the, are they shipped in? Like I can't imagine just a truck full boulders.
It really just depends on the type of boulder you're looking for. Moss boulders are going to come from Oklahoma, Arkansas area.
Yeah.
A lot of them are just farmers out in fields who are like, hey, I've got all these moss boulders I need to move. Could you come get them? And we don't remove them ourselves, but we'll work with other people who do. We actually did the Crest boulder in Edmond. So that one was a custom. Somebody said, I want this specific boulder. And so we went out and sourced boulders in those sizes and did pictures. And then we actually went out to the quarry with a installer and said, hey, let's pick out the perfect boulder. So depending on what you need, we could get you a giant boulder that we picked out by hand, or you can find one on our yard.
I love how excited you are about it. If, you can tell, like, you're just, like, you love what you do.
We
you
do,
love
yeah.
all these products. It's mm-hmm. it's very fun. I think we have our SWBC. Our money guys are on the line, aren't they? Yeah.
NMLS number 196-895.
It's time for our money men, Dean Riddell and Matt McLean from SWBC Mortgage. Dean, or Matt McLean is with us this morning. How you doing, Matt?
Doing great. Mark, Becky, how are you?
We're doing well. Let me just kind of ask you, what is the one of the most common mistakes a buyer makes right before they buy a house or in the process of buying a house and getting their loan? What is a mistake that they make?
Yeah, probably. Well, certainly one of the bigger mistakes is if they go out and open a new credit or a line of credit or a significant purchase like an automobile, something like that.
Yes.
That can be the difference in being approved and not being approved.
Well, and some of the times they go and buy all new appliances.
Yeah.
Right before closing.
Yeah, or furniture. You're right.
So they need to wait till after closing to do that.
Right? Absolutely. So absolutely. And we try to make that a point when we have the opportunity to sit down and visit with them.
So you guys are still 3%, give or take, right?
Yeah, both conventional and your government programs are right in the low threes. And you're also exactly right, Becky. The market has just been very, very consistent over the last several months. And all indications are we're going to remain in this favorable interest rate environment. So if you haven't refinanced or you're thinking about purchasing, we'd love to visit with you.
Hey, Matt, I got a question for you. So this
sure.
past week we sent someone over to you that was looking at raw land. Are people able to borrow for raw land, and what's the difference in purchasing a home versus just land?
Yeah, so we can't help customers with the purchase of raw land. So that's typically something that you would take to either your bank or your banking relationship or perhaps a credit union. Everything that Dean and I do is originated for sale in the secondary market and sold to an investor. Raw land is not something that falls into that category.
Gotcha. If you're looking to finance or refinance, you can give SWBC Mortgage a call at 405-858-7770. That's 858-7770. Or you can go to BeckyIvins.com, click on Becky's Favorites, and they will be right there. Matt, thanks as always for your time.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, we're here with Hillary Minnick Cantrell, and we're talking about some decorative rock and stuff. How do you do your gravel? I mean, does the color chip off? Because I know you do gold gravel.
Mm-hmm. It shouldn't chip off. Most of our gravels are going to be through the product. It's a different type of stone for different colors. So they're going to last a long time. There are different stones like our Black Eagle, which we're really proud of. It's a dark, dark, shiny black gravel that when you first get it, it's going to be a little dusty. You want to give it a little time to sit, get rained on, and then it's just going to over time shine even more and more as it gets cleaner and settles in and the dust settles. And
as you get bored with you're watching on TV, you can go wash your gravel.
Yes, you can do that. We have had many a person do that. Yeah.
So a lot of times on these acreage properties, you're going to find your specialty gravels.
Mm-hmm.
And in more than one color sometimes.
Yeah.
So
people are very excited about doing different projects with the gravels right now. And it, like I said, it's really fun to go out and see like different places around the city who've used it in their patios or in their medians and things, and then see it at people's homes as well. And it comes in a variety of prices depending on the project you're wanting to do. At my last house, I was only going to be there for so long, so I wanted a pretty inexpensive option. So we just put in a loose stone gravel that was on the less expensive side, and it actually looked really good. But in the future, when I go in, I'll do a little bit nicer one, and I'll probably lay some pavers or flagstones. It's a little more permanent.
Yeah. So.
Well, when we come back, we'll be talking about landscape glass. I want to ask you about that. I'm curious.
Landscape glass?
Yes, exactly. When we come back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. We'll be right back. Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, here with Becky Ivins. Is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. Give them a call at 728-3700. That's 405-728-3700.
Or Becky, go to BeckyIvins.com and you can just click on their logo and find them. How's that?
Larry follows us around everywhere, that Larry Robbins does.
I know. Well, we follow him, I think.
So, Becky, what's our word of the day?
How about retaining, as in retaining wall?
Ooh.
Okay?
Yeah.
The retaining wall is a relatively rigid wall, and it's used to support soil laterally so that it can be retained at different levels on two sides. So, and a lot of people don't understand that a retaining wall typically belongs to the property that is at the highest level. You want to retain your soil, so you build the retaining wall. So it usually it belongs to the yard that's at the higher level.
One of the great memories of my life is busting my head open on a retaining wall.
Oh, man.
In Bethany, Oklahoma, when I was about 8 years old. That retaining wall was made of brick. I remember it well.
Oh, well, but what are...
Hillary, what other retaining wall? Yeah.
We have lots of different options. It really just depends on the height of the wall, if you're getting a contractor involved, if you're trying to do it yourself. Sam has a huge retaining wall at his acreage out in Yukon, and he actually did moss boulders. We can custom pick moss boulders that were more linear so he could stack them on top of each other. It's incredibly beautiful. And then we have people who order your regular retaining wall block, and we do sell retaining wall block and pavers. Sometimes people will ask why they could get a similar thing at Lowe's, but it is a different level of product. If you're buying it from us, you're going to be buying contractor grade blocks. So they're going to withstand a little bit longer, be a little bit heavier and things like that. So that would be why to buy it from us rather than a big box store. But so you can do retaining wall block. We really love to do natural stone retaining walls. They're, depending on the product, they can be just as easy to install, but they definitely look different because everyone's seen the regular cookie cutter retaining wall block, but a moss boulder wall you may not see every day. And so we can do everything from a more organic looking moss boulder to we can custom cut blocks for you if you are wanting to spend a little bit more and have a really intense, very cool retaining wall. But we've got lots of different options.
Is a moss boulder a boulder that has moss growing on it?
It is. The first day I hire an employee, I always tell them if they can remember that a moss boulder has moss and a holy boulder has holes in it, they are doing great. So we have both of those.
You have holy boulders?
Yes.
Holy boulders.
And they're very popular. People sometimes will grow plants in them and things like that. They're very interesting.
Huh.
They're in churches everywhere.
I bet they are.
Very holy boulders. We put a little holy water on them to make them extra special.
That's funny. So I love the natural looking landscape.
I do as well.
Or hardscape. Mm-hmm. And so that, the holy boulders or the moss boulders are good for that. And they come in different sizes.
Yes, we have a plethora of different types of boulders. You can get everything, like I said, from a large custom one to a lot of people will come and get one for the edge of their yard to keep people from driving on it. But we consider a boulder anything that is sold a certain way. So you can get like a basketball size and we'll call it a boulder as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so it's not just a big rock.
No, it could be. It's kind of a random shaped. It's just kind of a random word to contain things that don't fit in other baskets.
There you go.
Yeah, and we have lots of different types of boulders, more than just the holy and the moss boulders. But those two are some of our most popular. We also have really fun, brightly colored ones like pink and green and black, all different kinds.
That have not been painted?
No, they're just a different type of product that the rock comes out looking that way. And they're very, very cool. Some of them are sparkly. Some of them are more like glass where they reflect. There's lots of different options.
Okay. Now, we promised to talk about glass
Landscaping glass.
Yes, this is kind of a new thing that people are doing. I say new. It does kind of hark back to the 70s a little bit sometimes, depending on the installation. But
depending on what you were growing and smoking back then,
that
right?
That is valid. Yes.
According to the potting soil.
There
Everything
you go.
Comes full circle. But they're just large pieces of glass that people use in different landscaping things, kind of like what you'd see in a fire pit.
Oh, yeah.
But you can also do them in your garden if you want to create a focal point, or in a water feature, things like that. I believe I haven't seen them recently, but I think we have a green and a blue and a red and a black, maybe some different colors. But we're very excited about them.
Yeah, those are pretty. And especially like the more contemporary fire features have the glass kind of like little pebbles.
Yeah.
In them, but you're talking about larger
pieces.
Yeah,
these can get up to be maybe not basketball, maybe
volleyball size.
Yeah. They can get pretty big. And then we also have them where they're like 3/4 of an inch to 1.5 inches, kind of like a regular gravel. And you can use them in places anywhere you'd use a gravel, but you cannot put them where you want to be walking. They're glass.
They're glass.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to go take a look at all the materials we're talking about, it's just MinnickMaterials.com. And incredible. The pictures there for like your retaining wall that's at the Oklahoma City Memorial is gorgeous.
Yes,
my
we're very proud
goodness
of that.
With that.
Yeah. So what are you seeing on the website, Mark, that is that we've not talked about yet that someone may possibly be interested in? You guys sell brick.
We don't sell brick. We sell pavers that you can use in place of brick, or we have stone that you can use in place of brick. So if you're using it on your home or to line a garden, we have natural products that you can use for that.
So yours are more natural products as opposed to fired products.
Yes. Most of it is a natural stone product or a soil or something that's organic.
So a really low-cost product that can change the look of a home is mulch.
Yes.
And you guys have different choices in mulch.
Yeah, we have a large variety. And one of the things people say a lot of times when they're selling their home is they need some mulch. We can get you inexpensive mulch where it's not going to break the bank to redo your beds real quick. And that makes such a difference. And then we do also have that premium bagged mulch that certain gardeners are going to do only that mulch. And we have that where it's real fibrous and tight. But you're going to pay a little bit more money, but it will last a little bit longer.
Do you have rubber mulch?
We don't currently carry rubber mulch. We've thought about it and we're in talks about bringing some in, but people feel very
one of my most unfavorite things is rubber mulch.
Rubber mulch.
Well, it floats for one thing, and so when it rains and fills your flower bed, it just goes out into your yard, and then you've got it looks really pretty tacky, in my opinion. You would have to be an expert installer to install a good rubber mulch, but I have found that flower beds look good without a plant in them if you have mulch. And not that red mulch, not the red cedar trees mulch. Dark mulch looks best in most homes.
Yeah, and darker mulch is actually a lot of times less expensive than the red mulch or the cedar mulches. And there are different types of cedar. There's an eastern cedar and a western cedar. Western cedar is what you're thinking of when you think of that real tight, fibrous, not going anywhere. And then the eastern is a little bit less expensive. But we also talk a lot about mulching with decorative rock is something you can do. If you're like, I am done mulching every year, I don't care, I'm just going to put in some rock, we can definitely do that. And there are plants that will live in a rock mulch as well. So if you're going for more of a desert feeling, you can grow aloe vera or cactuses and then do a rock mulch around them and not have to do as much maintenance.
And I see you have playground mulch.
Yes, we do.
So I'm always like, is it less shards? Is that what's happening here?
Is normally blunted edges so that if a kid fell on it, it wouldn't give them a splinter and things like that. And it is actually DHS approved. We have a letter. If you have to do this on your playground, you have to get specific mulches. You can't just get any mulch on your playground.
Well,
playground mulch.
Playground mulch. So, and then lastly on mulch, you have pecan hull mulch, which I'm a pecan fan. I did not know there was pecan mulch.
Oh, yes. It is one of those things that certain gardeners specifically believe in the uses of pecan hulls, that is what makes their garden what it is. And so if you are a lover of it, we have it for you.
Wow.
I think it's a time-honored tradition among gardeners that several of them are like, no, this is my secret. It's pecan hulls.
You know, we used pecan hull mulch in Rollingwood. We had a great big flower bed there, and it just, it was a darker color. I kind of liked that. That wasn't blonde necessarily, but it stayed pretty well set. So that's
We've got more to talk. I love the idea of just having pecans as you walk in. That makes my life full of joy. And we have a lot more to talk about when we come back on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move.
Brick doesn't make a good retaining wall.
Yeah.
I mean, when it's just laid just like on the side of a house.
Right.
Maybe you could stack it up going the other direction, put some steel members, they call them dead men. Yeah. You know, you go back into your higher level. But this is a very tall retaining wall, and it's fallen twice. So they didn't use the right material. So
yeah, and a lot of what you find with retaining walls is it's actually they're not dealing with the water properly. You want to build it well, and you can use our awesome materials, but you definitely want to make sure you're moving the water where it should be rather than through the wall. At the end of the day, water's going to take anything down if it's not treated properly.
For sure. Yeah.
Water always wins.
That is true.
That's...
Well, I'll tell you what, hydraulic pressure is something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's amazing stuff. All right. So we've been talking about all sorts of materials, rocks and soil and mulch and... How do I get this to my house? Where's, like, there's somebody's listening going, I'm just curious. I want to know how much it would cost and what I would do. So what do we need to do, Hillary?
Yeah, we offer all kinds of delivery, just depending on what kind of product you want. We have bulk delivery that'll come out in a dump truck, like we've talked about, that you can get anywhere from a couple yards up to a full large dump truck of 22 yards. And then we do commercial deliveries as well, so we could even send you a semi if you really needed. But then we also do boulder deliveries. We can place a boulder. You get about 30 minutes of free time when they come out. They'll, as long as it's accessible by one guy in a forklift, they'll get out there and put your boulder down for you. And if you're interested in pricing deliveries, we have a delivery tool on our website. We're really excited about this. I was deeply involved in building a tool that I had knew nothing about the computer side of it. But you can find that on our website, and you can just plug in your address, what kind of product you're looking for, and it'll give you an estimate. And then you can always call our store and ask more questions if you need a couple different types of things delivered or you have more intense questions.
The customer service there is actually really good.
Thank you.
And this is really not just an infomercial for Minic Materials, even though I would be happy to do that. But I want everyone to know what products are available and available here locally.
Right.
Yes. And it's really cool. We've had a lot of customers who have been shopping at Lowe's or Home Depot for a long time, and then they come in and they see that they can get the personal touch of somebody who really knows what they're talking about and is willing to spend some time with them working on their project. But also our prices are normally much less expensive because you're buying it in bulk rather than in small bags a little bit at a time. And you can buy it a little bit at a time. One of the things we have is people will do a project over the summer and they'll be like, I only have this small sedan. So they'll pull their sedan in, fill up buckets. We'll just charge them for the weight that they load those buckets with. And then they spend the whole summer building their project, which is always so fun. We get to know the customers really well and they bring in pictures and are really excited with what they did.
That is really cool. Mm-hmm. The measuring tool. How do you – I know that I grew up where my dad built our own house. So I grew up hearing these measurements like a yard of sand for a sandbox. But a lot of people don't understand what a yard is. What is a yard of dirt?
Normally, I describe it as about a pickup bed. It's going to vary a little bit depending on the product you're purchasing. But I normally envision a yard of soil of being about a pickup bed with a little bit of a heaping bed of a like a F-150 or something like that. And we normally, if you're picking it up, we sell it by the ton on any of our soils and gravels. But it's a misnomer that you can't hold a ton in your half-ton pickup. Normally, you can get right on the edge of a ton. So you can normally get about a ton in the back of your truck.
And it's a square yard.
Yes. Or
right?
a cubic yard.
Cubic yard.
Mm-hmm.
Cubic yard.
Yes.
Which is little bigger than a washing machine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way to envision
it. So if you kind of think about it like that.
Yeah, it is fun because people will order like 1 or 2 yards and think it's going to be so much. And they get a huge dump truck comes up and dumps it on their driveway. And they're like, I think I'm going to need a little bit. And if you get into that situation, you can always step off your garden or your yard and give us an idea of the square footage and how deep you want. And we'll do the math and help you figure out how much you need.
Yeah, that's good. You guys are good at math.
Yeah, we try to be. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so you can deliver, but do you have a measuring tool, like how much you're going to need?
Yeah, there are some measurements on the website you can look at. And then also, if you give us an idea of what square footage you think you're going to cover, say your yard is however many square feet and you want it a half inch deep, we'll help you figure that out. And then we can help you decide if you want that delivered or if you want that in your pickup bed.
Right. Boy. Well, there's a lot to it. And to get to Minnick Materials, just look up Minnick, M-I-N-N-I-C-K?
Just one N.
One N.
M-I-N-I-C-K.
Okay.
If you Google Minnick with two N's, you will also find us.
Yeah, there you go. And you're located. You are located. You manage the store in Edmond.
I actually have moved to the council store, and there is a new manager at the store in Edmond, but his name is Chance, and he is super incredible. But they're at Santa Fe Memorial, right by TLC, around the corner. And then I'm located at our council store at Council in Reno. And then we have a store at I-35 in Indian Hills as well, in the more Norman area.
Okay. So natural materials.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but not growing because we don't want to kill it.
Yeah, there you go. So
we have lots of people we will suggest to you if you
need something. We appreciate that you came and enlightened us today, Hillary. Thank you. Wanted to tell you guys about a few other things that we've got coming up. The Parade of Homes is coming up in, I believe that is the 15th or 16th, something like that. It's two weekends in the middle of October, and we're going to have the parade chairman, John Nail, on as a guest. And then we've also got the Second Half Expo. The Second Half Expo is October 16th. That's the second half of life.
That's always a fun event that we're involved with.
50 plus, and it's at the Cowboy Hall of Fame.
I'm excited about it being there because it's been at the fairgrounds for the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
But Oklahoma, the Cowboy Hall, it's not the Cowboy, Western Heritage Museum.
Yeah,
am I saying that correct?
We all call it the Cowboy Hall of Fame.
It's the Cowboy Hall of Fame.
I will tell you that that is it's a different promoter putting it on. Same crowd when it comes to attendees, plus 50. And it promises to be a good event. Right after that event, which ends at 4 o'clock, at I think it's 5 o'clock in Choctaw at the Hope Retreat Ranch, Tom Nix and friends are having an old-fashioned hymn sing on October 16th. So we're going to have all of them on as guests to kind of tell us about their events that they've got going on. And if you want to talk to one of us about listing your house or finding a house to buy, do give us a call, 722-3232. We are in the 405, so it is 722-3232, or visit BeckyIvins.com.
Hillary Minnick Cantrell, thanks for being with us this week, and we look forward to you guys being with us next week on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK.